Just a couple of boys from WA. But if you're not, that's okay. It's the Mitchell and Michael Show.
Welcome, everybody, to the podcast. Thank you for downloading at time of recording. It is Tuesday. That means it's cheap.
Well, actually, every day is cheap with Michael Ross, but it's especially cheap today.
Have you noticed that Aussies do say Tuesday, like chew?
Chew.
That's why it's like cheap Tuesday. It's not like cheap Tuesday.
Cheap Tuesday. Tuesday.
You know what? My dad's very chuffed as well yesterday. He gave me a call.
That was a good segue.
And you got to... There's no... Like, sometimes you just got to get off the segue and just walk to where you want to go. It's sometimes more efficient. He was very chuffed. He took the time to, like, to call me and tell me about how chuffed he is. And I just think it's actually a great idea that everyone should be able to share just those little moments that they're excited for, but other people aren't really on board. No. You know, like convince me why you're chuffed. Tell me why you're chuffed. First up, Cheap Tuesday does kick off with a little moment where I did save money. I did. But I had to spend money to save money. Of course, Cheap Tuesday. Dive into Michael's bargain bin now on Facebook to brag and boast about all your bargain finds. I am the leader, your fearless leader, the Ayatollah of the dollar.
The Vladimir Putin are back because it's too expensive.
Fidel Castro.
Pablo Escobargan. Kim Jong undervalued.
Can I get it even cheaper?
Joe Biden cheaper. Because I've seen it somewhere else. And... That'll do.
That'll do. Hey, I still saved money yesterday, but it was very bizarre. I actually had to spend money to save money.
I don't understand.
Which is like normally, like that doesn't make any sense.
Like getting a cinema like membership voucher where you get 50, it's 15 bucks a year, but you get like $3 off a ticket.
Oh, and just paid for itself. Now, I... don't like to pay for parking anymore outside of work.
No, that's fair.
So we move the cars.
After a big old battle with you to do with that, I now fully agree and we move our cars 17 times a day.
But there's a point where we move the cars back. So we like to finish back here.
Where we do have a hard time where we have to, like it's we get a ticket type thing and we have to wait for a period of time to leave.
And when I move the car back, the parking inspector was right there.
Oh, no.
So then it was on. It was then a game. It was like cat and mouse. Because the parking lot next to us have signs everywhere that says like for customers only.
Yeah.
And there's been reports that if you don't go into the shops across the road, they can sting you.
I actually think that's illegal, but
So she was watching me.
No.
She was watching me. Because I think she recognized my car from the very beginning of the day. And she was like, having a look. And I went over and I got a ticket, a free ticket.
A free ticket.
And I put it on the hood of the car. And then I walk off. And I'm walking towards the shops. And I'm like, looking back.
Okay.
And she's still like, she's still got me in her like eye line. She put herself looking at the cars. But if she looks up, she'd be looking dead at me.
Okay.
And I walk a little bit more, and then in the end, I'm like, "Damn it, I've got to commit."
Oh,
I've got to commit and go into the shops.
Is that why you went to the shops early?
That's why I went to the shops. And then I was like, "Well, I guess that why I'm here, I will like get something." And so I got a reduced muffin.
Yeah, I did say that
down to $1.06.
Nice.
I got some reduced mint.
Yeah.
From $3 to $2.
Like the plant mint.
Mint, yeah. And I got some garlic naan, which was on sale for $2.70.
Nice.
All that together, $5.70.
Oh. So
the cost of a parking ticket?
$6.
$6.
Hey!
So I saved 30 cents.
That is why he's the best.
Michael Ross, with election coming up, we always blow the dust off like old clips because we keep catching politicians saying dumb things. Now, this is a clip I found of our good friend Bob Catter.
Oh, did you Bob Catter him? Continue.
I will. And the thing that he has done, we've always caught him out saying just silly things. And I just found this clip, and I just want to know if you've ever heard it before. It was during an interview.
You know, I've had to lock my door on numerous occasions with female staff trying to get at me and take advantage of me. And, you know, over the years, lucky I've been a man of very strong moral fibre, or I could have been led astray.
I'm trying to figure out what's happening here. So Bobcatter saying that he had to lock the door to keep the women away. It, like, surely that's him jabbing, like, other pollies, like a Barnaby Joyce, being like, oh, it's so hard. Mm. You know, everybody wants a politician.
But you know what?
He's like, oh, it doesn't happen.
That clip, 4 years ago. How did we miss it?
It's gold. He's gold. Look, we might not have the opportunity to vote for him in WA.
I will.
Just right on the bottom.
Yeah.
Bob Catter. It's yesterday, my dad gave me a call because he was bloody chuffed.
I got a wife and kids and they make me chuffed. Got
that's from Arnie Donna.
It is. Arnie Donna's.
Did we speak to him?
Chuffed dad song.
Hit it up on the listener app. Mitchell Michael, we chat to Broden of Arnie Donna.
The singer of Chuffed.
Great chat. Why is he chuffed? Chuffed, if you don't know, obviously, like, I mean, self-explanatory, but like, he's happy. Something your dad would always say, like, oh, I'm chuffed about that.
Yeah. And dad was chuffed because he was having some IT problems, of course.
That's why he likes
to call me.
That's literally the only reason why he will call you.
But we were in a meeting, and so I couldn't help him.
Oh, no. He would have fired you and got a new son.
he instead went to, like, his good mate, who knows a little bit about computers, and bothered him for a bit. And then he went, Shane, why don't you just call your internet service provider?
Yeah, your dad's the type of guy too that is like, oh, like turn it off and back on again. Like, that's the sort of advice you give him. It's not like you code the computer for him.
No. And so he called his internet provider and they helped him out.
Oh, lovely.
And he was telling me this. He's like, yeah, they're really good. They like walk me through the steps and they like fix the problem. And he's like, and then.
Oh, yeah?
Then they checked how long we've been with them.
Oh, yeah?
Mum and Dad have been with the same internet provider for 21 years.
Were they the first person ever signed up?
2001, they
signed
up.
Were they the first person? It was your parents and Al Gore.
And you know why he's chuffed?
Why?
Because when the person on the phone saw that, they went, wow, like, you've been such a loyal customer. Here's a free speed upgrade.
What?
On your internet.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it from what it was in 2001? So it's like,
here's
hold
an
up
upgrade
to
from dial up.
2 seconds.
You're on NBN now. So, and he was bloody chuffed. He absolutely loved it.
Jeez, that's a cheap Tuesday if I've ever heard it.
I want to know why you're chuffed this morning. 1-800-011-666. Can be for anything at all. If you were chuffed and you just want other people to share this, give us a call.
Can you imagine what your dad would have done if they sent him a cordless phone?
Would have got an email. He's like, look, I'm sending you this, I'm bloody chuffed.
It's like a letter, but on the screen. 1-800-011-666. What are you chuffed about?
Give us a call anytime on 1-800-011-666. And you should give us a call to tell us why you are chuffed.
I got a wife and kids this morning. And make me chuffed. Got new
my dad gave me a call because he was bloody chuffed that his internet provider, first of all, helped him very clearly how to fix his like internet problem.
And then discovered he was, the first ever internet consumer in the history of human.
The owner of the first computer in Australia.
21 years your dad has been a customer of theirs, so they gave him a speed upgrade, a free speed upgrade from dial-up.
But he was bloody chuffed. He was so over the moon that they went, oh, wow, 21 years with us is a free upgrade. And you know what? It's worth being chuffed about, so we want everyone to share their, like, why they're chuffed on 1-800-011-666. We've got Annie from Durian Bay on the line. Annie, why are you chuffed?
Okay, well, it sounds silly, but I bought this rug and I didn't realise how happy it was going to make me.
Oh, you're rug chuffed. first of all, Annie, it's okay. It's fine. What type of rug is it?
It's just a normal, like, rug for my living room, but, like, I've, like, sent pictures to my mum and my sister and, like, my partner's, like, caught me just laying there smiling on the rug.
Now, is it from, like, a...
Is it fancy?
Is it, like, a Rugs A Million store? Is it from, like, a Kmart? Like, what type are we talking?
It's just a Bunnings rug.
A Bunnings,
so Bunnings rug.
Did you get a good deal?
Yeah, it was good. It was, like, $100, but then I had, like, a $60 voucher, so... Only cost about $40.
Chuffed all round.
Chuffed. That's. I mean, that's very tough. That's fine, Amy. That is good. That is good.
Enjoy your rug.
Thanks.
Triple M, Mitchell and Michael, and joining us on the line now, Mitch, is sports broadcaster Jacob Landsmere. Morning, Jacob.
Morning, guys. Really good to be with you. Unfortunately, though, really somber news in Australian cricket with the passing of a great in Andrew Symonds a couple of days ago.
Yeah, now,
shocking.
How does the cricket sort of family feel? Obviously, three big hits in such a short period of time.
Yeah, it's been a really tough year for Australian cricket, Mitch. You think back to March and Shane Warne and Rod Marsh and now Andrew Symonds. It's just been one blow after another. Any loss of life is devastating, but three greats of Australian cricket so close together. There's a lot of cricket people really hurting. I think that extends to the fans as well. We all feel it because we've grown up and we've watched these guys and a lot of them are heroes. So it's just been a really, really flattening period in Australian cricket over the last few months.
Now, where does like Andrew Symonds fit in with his cricket skill and his like personality? Is he going to be one of the greats that are really remembered?
I think what he'll be remembered for is that he was very true to himself. He loved his fishing. I think he probably preferred a day on the water than a day out the middle of a test match, which a lot of people can relate to, particularly in your neck of the woods. So, I think that's what he'll be remembered for. But he sort of, if he had arrived 10 years later, he would have starred in T20 cricket. He debuted in the mid-1990s in first-class cricket. And if he had have debuted in the mid-2000s when T20 cricket first started, he would have been one of those guys now that would have fetched a lot of money in the IPL. He did play in the IPL, the Indian Premier League, the T20 competition. But if he had been around a little bit later, he would have been a must-have in any team. So he'll just be remembered for his all-round ability. He could bowl. He was a star batsman. He was a brilliant fielder. He was worth paying the price of admission just to go and watch field. So he got the full package with Andrew Symonds, and I think everybody loved him for the way that he played the game.
Do you think that Australian cricket will never have another sort of larrikin? Like, was Symonds the last of the larrikins?
I hope not. I guess there's that fear now that we've sort of taken the personality out of sports people, whatever sport it might be, because there's so much hype around the game and the commercialisation of it. No one wants to say the wrong thing. So I hope not, but he was certainly one of a kind. I think that's what a lot of people have said. A lot of teammates and a lot of people knew him very well. So he was one of a kind and he was true to himself. He was the only player about 15 years ago who wanted a pay cut, and he wanted a pay cut so that he could spend more time fishing, because if he took the pay rise, that would mean he'd have less time to himself to go fishing and do what he wanted to do. So he was very much one of a kind.
Thanks, mate. Thank you for jumping on and just giving us that insight into the cricket fraternity and how everyone's feeling right now.
Yeah, very sad times, guys, but I guess when someone passes away, we remember them for everything that they've done, and Andrew Symonds leaves a fair legacy behind.
Thanks, Jacob.
Thanks, guys. No worries.
It's Mitchell and Michael, and Tuesday is a very exciting day in the Australian TV calendar.
Oh, it's amazing.
Open up your TV week, your TV guide. Oh, what's that? A new soap? Days of Our Minds.
What's that? A soap better than Dove?
Better than Palmolive? Wow.
Better than Dettol? You know how they make it.
They do make a soap. Yeah, it's too harsh on my skin.
Yeah, it's very clean. Which, this thing that's coming up is not.
Cool. Things get pretty steamy in today's episode of Days of Our Minds. Yes. You thought Neighbours and Home and Away like to get a little bit raunchy in their 6 o'clock spot?
No, this is pushing it.
Enjoy.
Like sand through the articulated dumpy, so are the Days of Our Minds.
I'm so glad I could head to Rotto for a dirty weekend with me new adopted Twiggy daughters. Now you girls get out there and get a selfie with a quokka and start a steamy romance with a backpacker called Fabrizio, who's been stuck on the island since 2018.
Thanks, Mom. But are you really just going to sit here at the hotel?
Don't you worry, Soph. I'm expecting a special someone. Well, hello there, Mr. Future Prime Minister.
Hi, Jada. Thanks for the trip out to Rotto. It's nice to get away from campaigning for a bit, but I don't know how I feel about using all that fuel.
Well, Albo, what if I told you that it uses hydrogen?
Hi. Albo likey.
Oh, yeah. And does Albo likey this?
Oh, my Gina.
Your northern projects have seen huge developments.
Just wait until you see my plans for the Great Southern.
Oh, Gina, we can't be doing this. This is the kind of corruption a federal body will protect against.
But why would they want to stop this wonderful little union?
Union. You really are a little dirty magnate, aren't you?
Oh, look how dirty I am. I'm covered in pindan.
We should clean up your governing body, like the Liberals have failed to do.
What? Why isn't there any water?
ScoMo.
I know you're in there, Albo. Looks like you enjoy a little island getaway yourself.
Mate, this weekend, you are going down.
Tune in next week for another thrilling chapter of Days of Our Mind.
Is right. Leader of the bargain bin.
We are cheap as baby birds in the bargain bin. Make sure you're listening after 8:30. We'll catch up with the Motley Fool to talk money.
Yes, and we always look to have the bargain bin Laden here today.
Yes, the Ayatollah of the dollar.
Pablo Escobargan.
Fidel Castro.
Vladimir putting it back because it's too expensive.
Paul Potluck.
Kim Jong undervalued.
Hey, I found some awesome deals yesterday, and I dropped in Michael's bargain bin, which you should join now on Facebook. This is just, I need to give myself a little pat on the back for this, because a $17 lasagna,
yeah,
down to $9.35.
Oh, jeez, mate, give yourself a Patrick on the back, because that is that is worth way more.
That gets a little, there we go. And a 40 cent butter chicken yogurt sauce, down from $4.
I mean, I don't even know what that is, but that's good.
So, you know, like butter chicken, like the curry, yeah, but like made with like yogurt. Like it was amazing. It was
like
delicious.
The actual sauce. So you just chuck that on the chicken.
You cook your chicken and then you chuck that in there. Wow. 40 cents. It was just silly.
That is good.
And finally, I got a vegan choc peanut butter like ice cream.
That sounds repulsive.
For $2.
That sounds delicious.
And this is the thing. And this is what I put in the post. That this is a no meat cheat. Mm. Like you got to keep yourself open to not going like for meat all the time, not going for like full cream all the time.
Yeah.
Like the bargains will take you on a journey and sometimes you help out the animals.
You do. You ride the specials.
So I put # I think I'm turning Japa vegs.
Kind of racist, but I like it.
I mean, it'd probably fit better if I bought like some tofu or something, but I think it works.
No, mate, just wear a kimono and go the whole way.
Playing a little round of this morning.
Game cards do not actually talk.
That's right. Guess Rev Who. We take one of WA's favourite attractions, we find a terrible review for it, and you got to figure out which attraction it is. This place is rated 4.8 stars out of over 1,000 reviews on Google. It is a well-known place in one of our towns, Mitch. But this local guide, LW, that's all they've put.
Oh, really?
They want to be very anonymous.
How do you become a local guide? Is it like a best, most contributing?
Yeah, it's all about, so they love to leave a review. They rated this 4.8 gem of WA. They rated it 2 stars and said the view is not spectacular. There is a sewage smell that wafts through the area. It is not the draw card that it's advertised to be.
Oh, wow.
So it's obviously, like, it's very prominent. It's promoted.
Yeah.
So what could it be? We've got Trace from Narrogin on the line. Tracy, what are you thinking this 2-star review is?
Oh. Valley of the Giants?
Valley of the Giants.
Is it Valley of the Giants?
I can't reveal it. It's not Valley of the Giants. Not a fan of the view at Valley of the Giants?
No, not really.
Do you think it smells?
The trees, they don't do it for you.
Do you think it smells too?
Yeah, a little.
Thanks, Trace.
Have a good day, boys.
1-800-011-666 if you want to have a crack at guessing what this 2-star review is for one of WA's favourite attractions. Tell you what, our callers are in excess at the moment. The phone line is going off as everyone wants to have a crack at today's Guess Rev Who. Connor's trying to guess
when you play Guess Who. Game cards do not actually talk.
That's right. We give you one of WA's favourite attractions, but we give you a bad review and you figure out where it is.
Now, Michael Ross, what is the review from, I believe it's LW?
Yeah, we don't know who it is. They want to be kind of anonymous about it. To leave a scathing review, you should own it. This place, typically 4.8 stars. People typically love it. But they left a 2-star review that said, the view is not spectacular. There's a sewage smell that wafts through the area. And it is not the draw card that it's advertised to be. We've got Petra on the line now. Petra, where are you from?
Working or home?
Whichever one you want to tell us.
Okay, up in the Pilbara, working on one of the mines.
All right,
oh, very nice. Now, do you think you have an idea as to what this 2-star review could be?
Possibly Busselton Jetty.
Ooh.
You don't like the view of Busselton Jetty? I guess it's just ocean.
And you don't like the smell? Is it the seaweed?
It's a smell. It's
yeah. stinky. Yeah, it's a fair point. Michael Ross is
not
the
jetty.
That's okay.
Oh, great guess, though. You can try again tomorrow.
Yeah, enjoy your time in the Pilbara and the mines.
Thank you. Bye.
Triple M, who's on the line?
Stoney, bro.
Hey, Stoney. What's going on? Where are you from?
From Perth, but working, man.
Now, where do you think this this review is?
I reckon it's Collie because the only place you've got to go uphill to a shithole.
We know that you've just come out of the news.
Yep.
But you've never heard the news quite like this.
Here's what happened.
While you were sleeping, Cosa Cranes for cranes, dozers, water and service truck hire.
Michael Ross, we're more than journalists because not only will we read you the news, we will make funny jokes at the end of it because you should be laughing about things you shouldn't be laughing about. Michael Ross, Ukraine have picked up an emotional win at Eurovision on the weekend. God say it.
They won the battle, but not the war. Yet. They might still win.
Yeah, they could win. Also, Tom Cruise took part in the Queen's Platinum Jubilee over the weekend. No one knows why the 96-year-old is such a fan, but my theory is that old people do love a cruise.
I like that one a lot. I went on a cruise. There were so many old people.
Yeah. And top hair surgeon warns men that too much masturbation can cause hair loss. It explains why Peter Dutton is bald, as he's such a total wanker.
Just because we're supposed to be in like a blackout on politics, it doesn't stop that. That's not political.
It's not.
That's just good old Spud Dutton.
Just appearance based, mean spirited humour.
It's Mitchell and Michael. Black Sorrows now on Triple M. It's 8:35.
If you enjoyed the Mitchell and Michael podcast, remember to subscribe, leave a review, and share with your mates.